Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So what are the do's and don'ts for cheating on your diet? My guest is Chaz Weaver, who does say cheating on your diet can actually be beneficial if you do it in the right way, okay? He has a great website, chazlive.com, holds a couple master's degrees. He's a PhD candidate in psychology. He is about 60 years old, and in my last segment, Chaz said to go to his site, so I did. Chaz, I went to your site, chazlive.com, and what pops up is a very young, very muscular-looking 60-year-old guy. Is that you?
Me.
Well, listen, but that's important, right? I mean, I think you're, you know, it's easy to talk about things, but you're actually living the lifestyle, and this website looks really interesting. Tell us a little bit about, just real quickly, maybe a minute or so, about how you got started and all this stuff that you do.
Well, quite interesting, and this was in my late teens, right out of high school, and about a year or so, and I kind of got into the labor market, if you will, and doing construction, that kind of stuff. And what happened, I went to go play a game of basketball with some friends. Now, my mind was still telling me I was this kid in high school, but my body sure told me it no longer was, just after being out of high school about a year, year and a half. So back then, we didn't really have the information on fitness that we do today. So I started researching and then looking into getting in shape. And the more I did, the more I found out the long-term benefits that I could really derive from being in shape. The interesting thing, Dr. Mike, is that during my 20s, 30s, and even into my 40s, people would say, you're just a young kid. Wait till you get older. Well, now that I'm 60, generally people start to listen.
You can't say that anymore.
Exactly. I say, well, you know what? Maybe he knows something that I don't know. So, and it's not extreme. So, and that's the reason I got into it, for personal benefit long term.
Chaz,
then as you see, some of the older people.
Yeah, let's go. So you sent me a nice little list of do's and don'ts when it comes to the cheating meal, right? Which we already talked about the benefits of that. It actually may help people to stick with their diet more. Don't deny yourself the flavors and textures you like. We have that reward once in a while, but it needs to be controlled. We're not talking about binging, right?
Correct.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we just quickly go through, let's see, I think you sent me 1, 2, 3, 4 do's. Do cheat at night, do cheat with carbs, do schedule your cheat, and do know your tolerance. Why don't we just go through those in the next couple of minutes, Chaz? Talk about cheating at night. Why is that a do?
Well, the do at night is more so because don't do during the day. At night, you're already at home. You're going to be going to bed in a while. You wind up with this cheat meal. You're nice and satisfied, and then all of a sudden you're going to wind up going to sleep at night, and then you get back up on the same track.
I see it. Now, I see it now, Chaz. I read this. Okay, let me, because this is kind of funny. I was thinking there was some, you know, being the medical doctor, I'm always thinking about physiology and, you know, is there something with the, but then I read here, cheating at the end of the day reduces the risk of cheating again later. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
I try to keep it as simple as I can, Dr. Mike.
Right. I'm the one that tries to complicate everything.
And really, when we look at it like that, because I've seen it over the course of years, people who generally wind up cheating in the morning or the afternoon have a higher probability of keeping that cheat meal and moving it into a cheat day, if you will. So we look at it at night, and we, you know, and this comes back to the psychology as well as the physiology of it, you lower that probability of extending that cheat meal beyond where it should be.
Yeah. What about do cheat with carbs? That's going to sound crazy for some people. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, and again, I go back to the way that people restrict their calories. And again, the human body is so efficient, it's going to get used to it, one. And then two, it's just going to drain itself from its own stores. Well, with carbohydrates, you're going to wind up, and again, I'm talking some complex carbohydrates. We're not talking necessarily just sugar, or straight sugar, if you will. So with the carbohydrates, you're going to get that taste that you like, the added sweetness that we crave as humans, but it's also going to help replenish what the muscles have lost while you're also exercising or your activity program during this calorie-restrictive diet you're on to lose body fat. So carbs are actually really great, and it's one thing that really helps us, you know, with our glycogen level within the muscles as well.
What about scheduling the cheat? Now, so I think what you mean here is, so we do want to schedule when we're going to have that cheat meal. So we want to, is it like a consistent, like one meal a week type thing? Is that what you mean by scheduling the cheat?
Yes, what you want to do is like anything else. You just don't want to come off the cuff. And this even goes back to our eating patterns as humans. You know, we want to schedule how we eat. We need to learn how to eat. Most people think they do, but they really don't because they're just eating from instinct. So by scheduling it, you keep everything on track to accomplish your goals. The other part about it, as I was mentioning before our break, is that for me, and where I'm at with my activity level, I actually cheat about 30% of the time, and 70% of the time I keep food as a tool. So that's the way I schedule my particular eating patterns out, and depending on what I'm doing. Now, let's say I want to lose some more body fat. Well, I'm going to adjust those throughout my life depending on where I want to get to. Does that make sense to you, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, it did. It did. What about this do know your tolerance? What do you mean by like the types of, if I know I'm a, like I love cheese, Chaz. So if I was ever on a diet, I would probably somehow in my cheat meal have a lot of cheese, but I have to know that might be, I could overdo that. Is that what you mean by knowing kind of your boundaries a little bit? Is that am I on the right track?
Yes, you are, because a lot of people will wind up almost kind of like a food addiction, if you will, to certain foods. And so what you want to avoid, and again, this is not for your entire life, it's to get to your goal that you want to get to. And what you want to do is you want to avoid the foods that actually made you overweight or gain a lot of body fat. So if you have a propensity, as you just stated, to cheat, you may want to stay away from it. You want to really know yourself.
But I like it so much, Chaz.
Well, again, I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying know your tolerance.
I watch it, though. Listen, I do watch my calories. I control what I eat, but I like the texture and taste, and so I enjoy a little cheese once in a while. This brings us to the first don't that you listed, by the way. So you have don't cheat with foods that made you fat, right? I mean, that makes sense. So if
Correct.
I was overeating cheese, that would be the one thing that I would have to start eliminating.
Correct. If you need it, and I saw your picture, you're in great shape. I saw that. That's awesome. But you take somebody, let's say, you know, 40, 50 pounds overweight, and they want to get to that goal, it may not be a great idea for them to go ahead, you know, and have that cheese. Wait until all of a sudden you've dropped and then introduce it slowly so you don't wind up with those cravings.
Let me do this. So I got, we only got about a minute or so, and there's a few more don'ts. Let me just read the don'ts here. And we'll see what we can get to. But you say, we just talked about don't cheat with the foods that made you fat. Obviously, you got to be careful there. Don't binge. Don't feel guilty. Don't make cheat meals your life. Let's talk about the don't feel guilty, because that's a tough one for people. You're on a diet. You're not supposed to cheat, Chaz. So, I mean, how do we overcome that?
That's the big thing. You don't want to feel guilty. So you want to surround yourself with people that are trying to accomplish the same goal. What I try to tell people is, look, you want to understand this, you're allowing yourself to do this. And you know what? If you do go off the wagon a little bit, don't harp on it. You know, just get back on the next day. So it's really important that you don't wind up, you know, constantly feeling guilty.
Okay. Let's leave it there, Chaz. The website is chazlive.com. Go check it out right now. Take a look at him. He is really walking the walk, you know, and doing a great job. Thanks for coming on today, Chaz. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything that you're doing. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.